This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 211. It Can Happen to Any of Us by Jay Money of budgetsaresexy.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, oldies? Don't get mad, I'm not calling you old. OLD stands for Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who quit his job in 2013 to be a full-time entrepreneur. Anyway, happy Saturday. We haven't heard from Jay Money in a while. He's read a little more often on my other podcast, Optimal Finance Daily, since most of his posts are about money. If you haven't checked out that podcast yet, please do. That show could use some love too, and I'll even give you a second to check it out and subscribe right now. All right, now let's start optimizing your life. It Can Happen to Any of Us by Jay Money of budgetsaresexy.com. I just watched this documentary last night called American Winter, and man, did it freak me out and made me want to cry at the same time. In fact, I'm not ashamed to admit I did tear up a little in places. I can't stand to watch children in poverty. The movie focuses on some families in the Portland, Oregon area who were doing generally just fine in life and then hit a major financial rough spot and are now struggling to just survive. As in, they don't have enough to eat, their electricity is being cut off, they're being kicked out of their homes, their future looks bleak, and their children are suffering with them. Sad, sad shit. And most of them all said the same thing the first time they asked for help. I never thought this could happen to me. They were all middle class, and then bam, they can't eat all of a sudden. And when you watch them go to the food bank for the first time or pack up and head over to a shelter, it really sinks in. This can happen to any of us. How long could you survive if you lost your job today and you can't find employment for 6 months, a year, and your government assistance runs out? Where would you go? All stuff we push to the back of our heads with the idea that it could never happen to us. And then if it did, we'd deal with it at that point. Scary, but true. And honestly, I'm one of these people too. Yeah, I try and plan to make sure my savings and investments are growing so I can live a financially free life forever, but really that's the main reason I'm doing it. I don't think about losing my jobs or not being able to afford food or heat or shelter. I think about becoming a millionaire, which is all fine and dandy until crap hits the fan. What would I do if my online empire crashed overnight? Freak the F out and then go and get a job as fast as I possibly can. If I can't get a job, start pulling from all my savings and then move to a smaller place. If you still can't get a job, move to pulling from investments, then freak the hell out even more. If all that runs out, move in with my parents and feel like a failure. And maybe, just maybe, knowing my parents are around and willing to help at the drop of a hat is the reason I don't ever think it could happen to us. I know in the worst possible case, I can always fall back on my parents' support, so perhaps I'm one of the lucky ones? But how blessed are we to be able to have that? Those families in this documentary have no one. They're literally close to living on the streets or in their cars, and the moms sometimes go without food so their children can eat instead. Makes you really appreciate everything we have. One of them even has a $40,000 insurance bill because her coverage lapsed for 1 month and happened to be the same time her daughter got seriously sick. $40,000 for one bill. Can you imagine? And you still hear people talking about how they brought it on themselves and they're on their own, sorry. It's so easy to not care, isn't it? Yes, I guarantee these families could have avoided a chunk of those financial ills over their lifetime had they saved, yada, yada, yada. But who are we to judge? Are we perfect financial angels? No. And again, when you're not thinking about going homeless at all, of course you're not going to plan accordingly, which is why I wanted to blog about this so badly today. We need reminders. But we certainly don't need to turn our backs on the less fortunate, if at the very least because we could be one catastrophe away ourselves. The takeaway? Number one, have compassion for others. Number two, be thankful for what you have. Number three, reach for the stars, but plan for the worst. Number four, realize that losing your job and money can happen to you. Number five, continue saving and building up those emergency funds. Number six, try building something for yourself no one can take away. Number seven, continue educating yourself and growing or attaining new skills. Number eight, do whatever you can to protect your children. They shouldn't have to worry about a thing. Number nine, people aren't bad just because they can't manage their money well. It's a skill, not a moral thing. Number 10, and lastly, love the shit out of each other. Without your family and friends, you're lost. Can you tell that movie took a lot out of me? But we need it every now and then. We have to slap ourselves from our dreams once in a while so we don't get caught thinking we're above it all. These families and all others deserve basic human necessities like the rest of us. And unfortunately, sometimes we're left to fend for ourselves. So go after your dreams, but prepare for the worst. You just listened to the post titled It Can Happen to Any of Us by J Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with this insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
I agree, we need those reminders. We're all in different places and financial situations, but if you're able to listen to this podcast, things could be worse and anything could happen to us. With an episode like this, it's hard for me to end with a plug of some sort, so instead, I just want to thank you for being a listener of this show. If you weren't subscribed or listening to the end or joining my mailing list or writing in, this would have ended months ago, so thank you. I like doing this for you, and I just want it to be a valuable resource for you, something that can help improve both our lives. And I'll leave it at that. Have a great weekend, and I'm actually planning to read a post from a very kind listener of the show tomorrow, so make sure you check that out, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.